Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Channel Q. It is Tuesday. Is it? Yeah, it is. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Good morning, everybody. Hello.
Do you know who I have to say hi to for the first time?
I'm so excited. Tell me who.
Seattle.
I know.
And I love Seattle because you guys are listening to us on two separate stations, 103.1 FM as well as 107.7 HD2. So that's pretty cool. I love that we're in Seattle now.
I love that we're in Seattle. One of my dearest friends who's on American Idol with me, Blake Lewis, is a Seattle boy. He reps Seattle so hard, reps the Seahawks. Like crazy.
They all do.
They
when you're
love
there,
the
yeah,
Seahawks.
It's like being in New York and seeing a Yankees cap.
Oh, yeah. And so I also have so much love for Seattle. And so good morning, you guys. We are so happy to be on this new journey with you. If you guys don't know about us, I'm from American Idol. Jay is from the original Queer Eye for a Straight Guy. And now we're here doing the morning show. And we're just so happy to be a part of your morning routine.
Did you know that the Seattle's LGBT plus community is the second largest in the entire U.S. after San Francisco?
I did not know that.
Crazy, right?
And I was so happy to find that out. But this sounds like a little bit...
This is coffee talk. Delicious.
So, yeah. So, it looks like we need to take over a little journey up to Seattle.
Well, I want to talk all about Seattle and give them the proper time that they deserve. But for now, how was your night last night? Did you enjoy me?
Yeah. It was okay. Just to back up a little bit. Yesterday was Michaela Gordon's birthday, and we all went to this really great spot near us called V Wine Room. And
when we say near us, also, we could walk there, and yeah. I had no idea. It's so cute.
So cute, so close, and it was just a small gathering where we just basically celebrated Michaela and everyone had a little wine. But the fun twist was we surprised Michaela's friends by having it catered by a company called Buggable. And what they do is basically introduce edible bugs with normal little tapas style treats. So there was like a peanut butter and jelly on a little Ritz cracker with a cricket on top of it, you know, yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah, there was sushi with fire ants on top.
But because the lighting and everything, they just look like normal, everyday little snacks. Yeah. So people dove in and had their little crunch, crunch, crunch and had no idea. And it was lovely.
But Jay and I are like children also. We're seven. Like, we're like, oh, you should try that piece of sushi. And they were like, why do you want us to try this so bad? As I'm like filming with the flash on, yeah. I'm like, you should try it. And they're like, okay. And they did. And Jay and I were like, it's bugs. And then they were like, oh my God.
But,
like, we really were like seven. But they, but then
the
people
odd thing,
loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah. I had, there was a jar of like ants. And my friend Bobby kept like taking them
me
out.
Me too. It was the, no, it wasn't the ants. It was the, it was crickets. It was, and they were tahini flavored.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But my very white friend Bobby was like, there's salt on it, like a Mexican salt. And we were like, what are you talking about, Bobby? And he's like, you know, it's like a lime, like a citrus. And we were like, the tahini? And he was like, mm-hmm, that's what it is. It's so good, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so
they were cute though. The boys were cute. We had a good time. Thank you so much. As always, you made it so special.
It
and
was
then
so
Jeffrey
cute.
And Justin were there. Justin,
our producers.
Your girlfriend Lauren came. She looked beautiful last night. We love having her join us. And then your best friend Natalie came, Jeffrey. It was sweet.
The best part was Michaela had her implants taken out last week in an explant surgery. So she's still recovering, but she's here at work. It's fantastic. But she decided, I'm going to go ahead with my original fashion choices. So you wore like this.
Well, like, there's something wrong with me. I still am very much my medical bra.
Hilarious. Because you had a medical bra on. White, gauzy bra thing.
It's so ugly.
With a sheer black top over it. So you're like, am I looking at what I think I'm looking at?
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. And then all my friends were like, did you do that? You came out with your medical bra on? And I was like, yeah, I did it. Yep. So take a good look. Here they are. But I know. I actually didn't realize how see-through it was. And then I was like, listen, they're all gay men. Everyone loves me. I love them. Just let it be. And then I had Chester come over, my other best friend. He put my old implants in his shirt, walked around for a while. Fun. So now they're like, it's just fun coming to my house. You just put my old implants in.
I'm sad that they haven't made their way here to Channel Q yet.
I will bring them tomorrow. People listening in Seattle must think we're out of our minds. You guys, we went for a healthy choice. Yeah. I had big implants. I took them out. I want to be natural. So now we just make a big joke of it.
Yeah. I would get a little queasy looking at them being like, geez, that was in me.
No, I don't. I love them. I just throw them. When you come into my house, I'm like, catch.
And but then does it, like the weight of it and all that, are you like, wow.
Well, they're so heavy.
That's
what
I was thinking.
They're so heavy. And in all seriousness, I mean, they're so bad for you. You're looking at them and you're like, your body literally, for as long as you have them inside of your body, is trying to fight this foreign object off. And so your liver ends up being just like terrible. But we'll talk more about that. But we want to properly welcome Seattle. Yeah. We are so happy that you've joined us. So stick around, because up next, we want to give you a big, warm welcome from Channel Q. Stay tuned to hear us welcome you. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon.
Good morning. Hello. It's Tuesday.
It is.
And I'm feeling like we're in Seattle, the new baby home that we're
in. That's right.
Because it's been so rainy in LA.
Uh-huh. And since it has been, I wonder if that was a sign so we could welcome Seattle properly.
Yeah.
See, we've been on air since, I think publicly, since October 11th, the National Coming Out Day. Brand new LGBTQ FM. LGBTQ+ FM nationally syndicated radio show, and we are full station. So there's like a golden day of programming on Monday through Friday. Of course, music when we're not live and on air from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. with different programming. What else can I tell them about? We have Loveline from 7 to 9, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, we have Let's Go There from 4 to 7 with Shira and Ryan, who are some of our favorite people. Were they so cute? Yeah. They came to the party last night, too.
And then after us, we have Dumb Gay Politics with, actually, those girls.
Oh, yeah.
They're always in Seattle.
Always, always. It's like their second home, I believe.
That's right. Yeah. And so that'll be really fun for them now to be able to, like, chat directly with you guys. And so, yeah, so Seattle, 103.1 FM, 107.7 HD2, Cool Markets. And just a little window in, when I was doing Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, the original cast, I actually was touring with little music, don't you know?
No.
Yeah, I had a little single called, it was really bad, but it was called Love is Good. And I had these dancers, and it was like, I thought I was something. And so I went to Seattle to perform at Pride with our little matching outfits and everything. And I had the best time at our place, which is like kind of, I think, I hate to compare bars, but that it's one of the larger bars there that at the time a lot of people went to, and a lot of drag performers get booked there. And it was just super fun. And I remember the promoter or the manager came over, and it was in the afternoon because it was like a Pride thing. It might have been a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, can't remember. And they were like, would you like anything to eat? Here's some menus. And one of the restaurants nearby was a sandwich shop called The Honey Hole.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, so it's a real place. I said, does this place have t-shirts? He goes, I can find out. I said, I don't even want a sandwich.
I just want a t-shirt.
And I have that t-shirt to this day. So
that's
Seattle.
That's so funny.
And by the way, there's been a very progressive city. Seattle has elected its first lesbian mayor.
Which we love. I know. I love that. They're very, very progressive. And they, what's her, Durkin.
Yeah. Former mayor U.S. Durkin. Attorney.
Yeah, that's so great.
She was appointed by Trump. She's from Seattle. Also, you know, one of the major things, which I was actually quite surprised, is that Seattle's LGBTQ+ community is the second largest in the U.S. I had no idea. I'm living in the wrong place.
I had no idea. Well, I love Seattle. I have a lot of amazing musician friends that stem from Seattle, oddly enough.
What do you think that's due to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thriving music scene there.
It's a thriving music scene. And I know some of my really good friends, when they go out and do shows, not only are they phenomenal musicians, but the support is like insane. Like people in Seattle are very supportive of each other. They go to a lot of their shows and they make a very big deal.
Would you wear your hair curly more often if you lived in a city like Seattle and you knew there's going to be rain?
I'd have no choice. Yes, let me tell you something. Yesterday, I was going to get a blowout. I was so excited. I was going to look so pretty. for my birthday party.
You still looked very pretty.
Okay. Well,
what was the original idea?
The original idea was I was going to do a full blowout, like big Victoria's Secret hair. But my hair really is curly.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not even going to waste the money. It's going to rain on my hair once, and yeah, it's going to frizz out.
Right.
And so that's the only thing. I can never live in Seattle because I don't want to wear my hair curly and look like a real Jew every single day my entire life.
I mean,
your hair is really curly, though, too.
Yes, but I'm not a... You're Jewish. I'm Puerto Rican. We both have curly hair.
Yeah.
But I use... What's your tool of preference? Blow dryer, flat iron, curling iron?
Blow dryer, of course, and curling iron.
It's a base of the curling iron.
But
got it.
I like to do a Brazilian blowout also.
What's that?
Have you never done that?
I've never done it because I have such short hair that I would have to do it so frequently.
No, it'd be amazing. Oh. I guess, though, you would have to do it frequently.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice. It sort of messes up my curls, so I don't love that if for some ever reason I want to wear my hair curly. But it smooths it out. It's like this treatment that you go, like a keratin treatment.
Yeah, but it had that formaldehyde in it. So they say it's really bad for you.
I don't care.
I knew she was going to say that. Well, anyway, just wanted to say hey to Seattle.
Hey, Seattle.
Thanks for coming on board. The Honey Hole is very much still open. So
we
if you have
take
a new,
it to the Honey Hole.
Listen, if you have new t-shirts, I would like a new t-shirt on behalf of Channel Q. I should just buy it online.
Yes.
But you know what? In 2013, Seattle overtook San Francisco as the United States with the most households composed of gay or lesbian couples.
I didn't know
so
that.
So basically what we're saying is second largest population, but people like to, you know, they like to date in Seattle.
Yeah, they like to live it
I'm
up.
Leaning in.
This is so fun. Well, we're going to go to Seattle. We're going to have a good time. Maybe we'll celebrate your birthday in Seattle.
Well, it's going to be a big one. I turned 40 this year in
June. I can't even stand it. I know.
It's so weird.
I know. We're going to make it so special, though. I've already been thinking about it. Maybe we'll do it in Seattle.
Fun. All right.
All right, you guys. Well, up next, find out who's performing at this year's Super Bowl. The details on this next story are wild, and you don't want to miss it. Don't touch that dial. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to send some special love to Seattle, listening to us this week for the first time on 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2. Michaela Gordon.
Hi.
It is Tuesday.
I know it. Good morning.
Raining where we are. And snowing in other places of the country. Like, everyone's being covered in snow.
I know. You know, I'm going to sound so annoying for saying this, but I love the snow. I wish that it was snowing here today. I think it's so cozy. And I know people where it does snow every day, they're like, get over yourself. Like, it's so not cozy. Wait till you have to go out and, like, get the...
Shovel it out.
They're like, please, you go shovel it out one time. But it's been so nice having the rain. And I feel like it was a nice welcome to Seattle. Like, it rained here and we were like, we love you. Look, we're trying to relate with you.
Well, also, like, we don't get much weather changes in
California.
So it's just like Groundhog's Day every single day.
Every day. I know. I know.
Super Bowl is right around the corner. Do you watch things like this?
You know, we've always made that joke, like whatever artist is performing, like, oh, can't wait to go to the Beyonce concert. Yeah. Apparently a lot's happened. You know, I've always made that joke. But I do. I appreciated football.
Growing up.
Yeah, because I loved the camaraderie. I have a lot of boys in my family. It was always kind of fun. Like, you just get to pig out and eat. And I mean, the boys go crazy. But recently, I've definitely had a different stance just because I do adore Colin Kaepernick. And I would like to see more happen solution-wise with that. So I was actually really pleased to see people like Pink and Rihanna step down when asked to perform this year in the Super Bowl.
Right, and it was finally announced that Maroon 5 was going to be the big headliner, and they were actually having a hard time finding other acts to join them, again, because of... the players in the NFL being fined for kneeling during the national anthem, which quarterback, like you said, Colin Kaepernick, started doing while still a member of the San Francisco 49ers, obviously to raise awareness and to draw attention to the fact that disproportionate number of black men were being killed by authorities and other scenarios in our current modern society. And so he was trying to draw attention to it, especially since he has this massive platform. And so because of that, many other artists like Pink, like you said, Rihanna, they don't want to do it. They didn't want to do it. So finally, Maroon 5 found two rappers, Big Boi and Travis Scott. And now listen, Travis Scott, If you don't know who he is, he was 6-time Grammy nominee. He agreed to join Adam under one condition, though. If the NFL would make a $500,000 donation to his charity of choice.
Wow, yeah, that's great.
He said, I back anyone who can take a stand for what they believe in. I know being an artist, that it is my power to inspire. So before confirming the Super Bowl halftime performance, I made sure to partner with the NFL on this important donation. And he's going to be donating the money to, or they will be, to the Dream Corps. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I haven't. And I was trying to read about it. And with no disrespect, I mean, I would love for somebody from Dream Corps to come on and talk to us about their mission, because I feel like going on the website, it wasn't so clear to me. It basically, the first line is, it closes prison doors and opens doors of opportunity for all. It goes on to talk a lot, but I'm still a bit unsure.
Doesn't say how.
Yeah.
Well, it was founded by CNN's own Van Jones back in 2014. And they're... Even in this article, it says it has a broad mission to, quote, inspire action, serve justice, and improve people's lives.
Wow. Well, listen, I think it's great anytime you can bring a charity into something so huge like the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'm surprised that's the charity of choice.
What'd you think it was going to be?
I thought it'd be something like Black Lives Matter for sure.
Right. I don't know if... Maybe they do accept money. I don't know if that's a proper charity, like with a...
Maybe not Black Lives Matter, but something that pertained to that.
Yeah.
Or like...
No, but that just dawned on me. I'm like, oh, wait, are they a charity or are they a movement?
Maybe. But
so maybe that's why he couldn't. Maybe this is the closest thing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, well, listen, I think it's great that he's using his platform to give back. I'm happy that the NFL also agreed to put down the $500,000.
But like you, I went through their website and tried to understand what Dream Corps is, and it doesn't really give a tangible explanation. So Dream Corps, we'd like you to come on and explain yourself.
Yeah, Dream Corps.
Oh, we want to know all about you.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, coming up next... Jay, would you ever go a day wandering around the city with just boxers on?
No.
I would.
You probably have.
I have.
Although in high school, I did wear boxers with a t-shirt. It was like a thing in the 90s.
It was.
Yep.
But not just, boxers, or with the jeans with, over it, but they were exposed?
No. Underwear and then boxers over it. We did that in high school. I don't know why.
I need to know more about this. Okay. So stick around, because you won't believe what people are doing this and where they're doing this. This story's next. We are the new channel, Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's Tuesday, and we want to welcome Seattle and joining us for the first time this week on the Channel Q that is brand new there for them on 103.3 FM.
Yay.
And of course, 107.7 HD2, both in Seattle, because Seattle's a big place.
That's right. We are so happy to be joined with Seattle. I can't wait to go to Seattle. Hopefully we can go soon and broadcast live.
See, give me any excuse to travel to Seattle and I am game.
I know. Same.
So, all right. So speaking of, this next story has to do with underwear. And I know that right now, currently, you're in medical underwear.
Yeah, okay, currently, undergarments. These undergarments are just hideous. My poor girlfriend last night, I think she wanted to be intimate for my birthday. And I was like, if you're attracted to this right now, go have a free-for-all. But I look 75 years old underneath my clothes right now.
Oh,
if you guys are just tuning in, I had a little surgery. So I have to wear these garments now. I had an explant surgery, and so I have these disgusting garments on, and it's nothing to be proud of.
Everyone can relate, because everyone's had a surgery or something, or even if just like a little minor cut or something that you're super sensitive of. It can even just be that time that literally you couldn't help it, but you had the massive zit and you had to go do something big anyway. So we get it. You know,
true.
It's all big. But would you ever on purpose go out in public in your undies?
I kind of might. Any excuse. I like being naked. I hate clothes.
Well, then this might be the right thing for you, because hundreds of commuters in London, Berlin, and Prague strip off their trousers to take a half-naked trip to the annual No Trousers on the Tube ride. Now, the event is part of a worldwide No Pants subway ride, which began in New York back in 2002. I have to be honest, I did participate in that back in 2002.
No, you did not.
Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I remember.
What do you mean?
We didn't go. We just went a couple stops. I had my backpack on. I just put my pants in my backpack, because I was in rent at the time.
This is hilarious.
Fun thing to do. But but since then, since 2002, it's spread to more than 60 cities across the globe. And London crowds meet outside the National Gallery and in Trafalgar, yeah, that's what I said. Trafalgar Square before heading underground, where they boarded trains on different tube lines, which of course is what they're using for what they call the subway there, and all across the capital. But you know, more than 100 people piled into the Piccadilly line, where they struggled to remove their trousers due to the large crowd. Just like, oops, excuse me, sorry. Okay, I just want to real quick. So the funny thing is looking at photos of it, because you would think they are engaged in having conversation with each other. They're not. They're all on their cell phones, like texting on their tablets. So it's like the most bizarre thing ever. However, I will say, big props and snaps to those who decided to get colorful, because a lot of these undies are quite cute.
Yeah, no, they look so cute. And some of these bums are so cute.
A lot of good bums.
Yeah,
who
way
knew?
To go.
Come on, Europe.
Definitely some squatting happening, that's for sure. I'll tell you, when I went to Europe, though, it's so different.
Again,
I went to Italy, and it was like, the food is different. Everything is, you have a much better chance at staying in shape than you do here in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Well, the best part of this is so many of the looks are literally just the pants missing. So it's like, if you looked at them from the top, they've got a shirt, they've got a jacket, maybe even a scarf and a tie and a hat, and then just no pants.
It's, I love it.
Great. Look at them undressing in front of each other. And some people are not participating.
So that's got to be awkward. I wonder if they're like, I'm not participating and I'm uncomfortable, but I have to get to point A to point B. Oh, is that you, Justin? You're like, I'd be uncomfortable. Our producer's like, I'm not doing it. I think that's so fun.
Listen.
This is cute. They go all the way from the escalators just in their panties. In the pantalones.
I say we should do it here at Entercom and see what happens. We'll probably get fired.
Oh, God, we'll probably get in trouble. Gosh. Okay, take your pants off. Let's try. Just your underwear. That's it.
I mean, it's radio. Who'll know? Who'll clock us for it?
We could literally tell them right now we're in our underwear.
We are.
Do a whole story. If you guys are listening, we're in our underwear right now. Thank you. All right, you guys. Well, coming up at the top of the hour, we have news on the beat where we highlight some of today's hottest stories. Stay tuned to hear what 5 things you should know about on January 15th in regards to Russia. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us all over the world right now. Well, just the U.S. But we want to welcome the new Channel Q and joining us in Seattle.
Yeah.
Because they're listening at 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2. Welcome aboard, Seattle. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Good morning, everybody. Hi.
Hey, you know when we start many of the hours here by a little news on the beat. So, Michaela, what are some things people should know about?
All right, everybody. Well, Attorney General nominee William Barr's Senate confirmation hearing Tuesday is expected to be a highly charged affair that's sure to test his opinion of just how powerful a president is. If Barr wins confirmation, he'll be thrust into the lightning rod role of overseeing the finale of the gravest probe in decades into a sitting president who has a long record of chafing against legal norms and constitutional restraints. The confirmation hearing is happening actually right now, so of course we will keep you updated as we find out what's happening. Moving on, in the television world, every season of The Bachelor, there's that one contestant, the one whose name everybody quickly knows, the one who everybody hates, loves, or loves to hate. Demi, as the girl whose intro package included a call to her mother, who was in jail for embezzlements, is that girl. She's doing the actual most, but The Bachelor airs Monday at 8 p.m. on ABC, so make sure you check
that out. Do you watch?
You know, there's just something about a guy dating 1,000 women that just doesn't get me going. I don't know. Is it me? I think it is. People love that show.
I have to say, that's probably why the Finding Prince Charming didn't take off so well, and that's the gay sort of dating show.
Right.
Because at one point, you're just looking around, you're like, why are we all fighting for him? We're all so attractive.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
If they, I mean, I don't know, maybe if it was a lesbian show, I mean, I've been like booed up for so long, but if it were like one lesbian and I was like, it were me and then all these lesbians wanted to date me, I would love it.
Yeah, I'd but like, not the other way around, huh?
No, I'm like, girl, bye, I'm out of here. Oh, also, The Bachelor's a virgin, so... He's like, it's beyond me, but people have parties.
There's also
they love it.
A contestant on there who's also a virgin as well. I can't believe that.
Oh, man, how did you know that?
Because oddly, my roommate stumbled upon it yesterday. He's like, I think I'm invested.
No. Yeah. They got him.
They got him.
Well, a lot of people got him.
It's always random people who enjoy The Bachelor. Like, Ellen really likes it, and she's like, I don't know why.
Justin, our producer, the straight guy, loves it.
See?
You watch it. It's like appointment TV for you. Do you carry, like, roses? Do you give them to Lauren every time he gives a rose to the girl?
No, it is appointment viewing for us. I mean, we were supposed to watch it last night, but we had your birthday party.
Right.
I am so
Were you guys stressed out at my birthday? Were you like,
I'm
gotta
just
go?
Sure. I don't see anything. No spoilers.
Got it.
I'm going to tell you what happened right now. Just kidding. I'm over.
That show is so produced, and their little sad prom dresses, though. It just makes you feel so sad. But anyway.
I know. Get better wardrobe. Okay. Well, also in television, one of my favorite shows, actually, Family Guy is set to evolve past homophobia, according to the show's executive producers. Sunday night's episode of Family Guy saw Peter Griffin, the titular guy, take a job as press secretary to President Donald Trump. In a meta moment, Griffin explained to Trump that the show is trying to phase out gay jokes. Now, you know what's funny? I do love Family Guy. I think it's very, very funny. I think Mila Kunis has been amazing forever, and I love her playing the daughter, but there is a lot of gay jokes. They definitely go there.
I never have ever, and I've had many a boyfriend, many a friend, try to encourage me to get into Family Guy. I couldn't tell you who anybody is.
Turn his microphone off now.
I'm telling... See?
Give him no more speaking time until after news on the beat. I refuse to speak with you. I am not... Just keep it off. Don't even give him anything. You're grounded, mister. Sit in your corner and think about what you just said. In drag news...
Well, I just happen to be pro...
All right, turn his
mic. I happen to be pro-LGBT, and I guess you're against us because you watch the show.
Stand back. Stand back. In drag news, Valentina refuses to fit in a box when it comes to gender. Ahead of her debut as Angel Dumont, your character.
Angel Dumont Chouinard, darling.
You better. In Fox's live production of Rent, the star of RuPaul's Drag Race 9th season and RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 4 revealed details about her own gender identity. If you want to read the full story, head over to wearechannelq.com.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
So Carson obviously knows her because of Drag Race, and Carson and I did Queer together. Carson also knows that I did Rent for 5 years because he saw me in it.
Right.
So he sees Valentina at an event or something, and he's like, oh my god, you should talk to Jay about this role. So basically texts me and is like, hey, Valentina's gonna be calling you about Angel, so you can talk to her about it. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, give her my number. And then he texts me back, he's like, hey, she didn't want to give away her number, but she said you can DM her. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't offer her
Carson.
To help her. You made it seem like she wanted my help, like she's in good hands, it's the original director.
I cannot stand
but he
people.
Was just trying to help, but I was like, now I can never meet her because she
now
will
it's awkward.
Be, yeah.
All right. Well, coming up next, we have the famous pet expert, Doc Halligan, giving us advice about our furry little friends, my baby Rocco. So don't touch that dial. We're the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to welcome Seattle, who's joining us for the first time this week on 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2. Seattle, welcome aboard. Michaela, how are you doing this Tuesday?
I'm feeling great. I'm so happy that we're in Seattle. I'm still living off the birthday vibes from last night. You guys were so sweet to celebrate with me. I'm telling you, this new year has really started on a high for me. I just feel like it's been a really good recharge, a reset.
Yeah, and
I love Channel Q.
You moved from Vegas to do this show here on Channel Q, but you still have your residency at the Cosmo, and you even have a new addition to your family. You adopted a little dog from Paw Works named Rocco.
My little poopoo Rocco, if you're listening. You better be listening. I swear to God.
Well, because we both adopted pets in the fall.
You got your baby, Rico.
Yeah, Rico. And so we tend to need some help and some guidance.
Yeah.
And we know you, our listeners as well, love your fur babies. And that is why we have the best person for the job always here on Channel Q every Tuesday for our segment with her. It is Karen Doc Halligan. She's a renowned veterinarian, author, and celebrity spokesperson. She is an activist and just loves animals and is just so incredibly knowledgeable. So, Doc Halligan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. I love coming on and helping you guys with your pets.
Well, it's so great.
We love
and,
you.
And everyone's just gotten so so accustomed to being able to access you. And, of course, you can find her, all her information on DocHalligan.com, and you can find her on social media and reach out as well. But I have some questions for some listeners who want your help on some things. So I'm going to start right now with this one from a person saying, my two-year-old dog was just diagnosed with a heart murmur. Now, the vet doesn't seem to be concerned. What exactly is a heart murmur, and should I be worried?
That's a great question. We diagnose heart murmurs in a lot of dogs, more commonly in dogs than cats. But heart murmurs are an abnormal flow of blood in the heart. You guys know what causes the heartbeat? You know what that sound is when you listen to it?
The little bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
The bump, bump.
Yeah.
What that is that's the valves closing in your heart.
Okay.
So the heart is like four chambers, and there's the right side and the left side. And when you hear bump, bump, that's the right side valve closing, and then the left side's closing, and then that pumps the blood out.
Okay.
So when we hear a murmur, instead of a bump, bump, it could be like a slush, slush.
Oh.
And then we grade it from 1 to 6. And, you know, sometimes pets can be born with it. They can acquire it. It can be caused by underlying illness. So the best thing to do is to find out from your vet, you know, why does my pet have the murmur?
Right.
And ask the question, do I need to be concerned? Pets get diagnosed all the time and it never turns out to be a problem, but sometimes it can. And we'll do like a little ultrasound of their heart,
right,
and measure the pressures. And good news now, we have all this medication. Pets can live 16, 17 years, even if they have a heart murmur. But you need to keep their teeth clean. Believe it or not, there's a correlation between dental disease and heart murmurs because that infection in the teeth gets in the blood and then it lands on the valve.
That That's is interesting. Really interesting. Because a lot of people, especially people who have small dogs, sort of neglect their dog's teeth. But you can get your dog's teeth done either at a vet's office or in case it's a little, you know, past the point of just a brushing.
Yes, and pets shouldn't have halitosis. I mean, it's not normal for a dog to knock you over with their breath.
Oh.
No, it's not. So if that's a problem with your pet, you need to have the vet look at it and then make sure they listen to the heart, because half the time we see bad teeth, we also see a heart murmur.
Gotcha. All right, sticking with the teeth topic. Again, guys, if you're just joining us, we're with Doc Halligan, veterinary expert and activist for animals. So I have someone who got a puppy, and they want to know, how long does it take for puppies to lose all the puppy teeth?
So what's interesting is, you know, dogs and cats have teeth like us. They're born without teeth, and the teeth erupt about 3 to 4 weeks. You start to see them like they need to. And then they end up losing the baby teeth over the next 2 months. And by 7 to 8, 9 months of age, your pet will have all of their permanent teeth erupted.
Wow.
And you want to start getting them used to letting you brush at that age, because then it makes it so much easier, you know, to do it, because they're like, oh, okay, every other day my mom brushes my teeth. And
what's normal? Like, how often? Because this is probably a question people are wondering, okay, how often do I have to brush my dog's teeth?
Yeah. Well, and the answer is you have to do it at least every other day to make a difference, because their teeth, like I said, their teeth are just like ours, right? So, in fact, their enamel is a little bit softer. So, have you ever gone camping or you forgot to brush your teeth, and what do you feel in your mouth? It's like this slime.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that? It's like slimy. That's billions of bacteria that are sitting on your teeth and gums waiting to turn into the hard tartar, then to erode your teeth and cause problems.
Wow.
And what do we do to fix that is you have to brush. If you don't, your pet's going to get dental disease. Now, if they won't let you brush, there's like bone, Nyla bones, there's dental chews, there's washes, gels. So really, I'll tell you, if you want to extend your pet's life and save money in your vet bills, you have to pay attention to their teeth.
Okay, well, I have a question for you just so quick. So, you know, I got baby Rocco and he's doing great now, but he was so timid when I first met him and I brought him home. But now he's getting very comfortable. He's like running around like a crazy man. He wants to like get out of the doors. So is there a way that I can sort of, I mean, he's still very like well trained and well behaved, but is he just getting comfortable now? Is this something that we should embrace, or should we try to be like, hey, listen, you're still like the little man in this house?
Because you never created him.
Yeah.
So wait, how old is he?
Well, we don't know. We're thinking he's about 2.5.
Okay. What kind of dog?
He's we think that he's a Schnauzer Terrier mix.
Okay, so he has a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
He's basically a teenager.
Oh.
And, oh, yeah. So he's like, he needs a lot of exercise, and he needs stimulation. Schnauzers and Terriers are very bright. So that's not like a Maltese or,
right.
you know, some of these other breeds. So he needs a lot of exercise.
That's
so,
what curbed, okay. yeah, that's what curbed my yeah. dog's behavior. He, yeah. when I first got him, was so wild. And now I take him to the dog park and run him around for a while. Yeah. And he's a completely different dog.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm happy that he's feeling comfortable. All right, Dr. Kelligan, yeah. well, we appreciate you so much. I'll take my dog to the park today.
And,
thanks a lot.
We love you. Again, visit DocHalligan.com, DocHalligan.com. Thank you so much, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
All right, you guys, coming up, we have a fun segment where we tell you what's happening in the animal kingdom called Foul Play. So don't touch that dial. We're the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. Don't forget to favorite us on the app.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon and Seattle. You're listening to us. You're brand new. We love you guys for joining us. And they are so lucky. They have two stations they can enjoy us on.
Yes, I love that.
103.3 FM and then also 107.7 HD2. If you don't know what an HD2 thing is, let me explain it very quickly. Most major stations have HD channels off of them. And you're like, what? Didn't know that. I didn't either before taking this job. For us, we are like Amp Radio's HD2, basically. So 97.1 here in LA is Amp Radio. If you seek up one, that's Channel Q. So it's quite that simple. Go to 107.7 and then just wait for that little HD light to flicker. And once it's solid, usually that means you can seek up and that'll be the HD2 channel. And we have so many HD markets that we love, and including Palm Springs, who's like an FM market as well.
They're Palm Springs is our baby, okay?
They
were
the first FM.
That was our first FM. We did a huge event there for Palm Springs Pride.
By the way, there's a bunch of markets on the East Coast that are going to be announced very soon.
That's so exciting.
It's so exciting.
This is so exciting.
Okay, speaking of exciting, when we first started the origin of Channel Q back in the fall, we were searching for stories to tell you guys. We thought, you know, we talk a lot about politics, we talk about a lot about our LGBTQ+ community, but wanted to, like, you know, just liven things up. And so we thought, oh, animals, that'll be funny. In the process, Michaela, you started discovering a lot of wild things were happening, pun intended, in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
And remember that story that you reported on? It was about the two birds. It was like, was it a geese? Maybe two geese?
So it was, there were swans.
Swans,
and it was Thomas and Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
They were a black swan and a white swan. So they were like an interracial couple.
Got it.
Together for 18 years, right? And so the funny part was, then they met Henrietta, a female swan. They brought Henrietta in, and then they were like a throuple. And then they ended up having like 27...
little babies.
Baby swans.
Yeah.
And then when Thomas died, Henry was very upset, but Henrietta left the throuple when Thomas died, and Henry was by himself, and they had a huge funeral for Thomas. Like, the city that they lived in
That's so crazy.
So I thought this was hysterical. I said, and these names, like Thomas, Henry, Henrietta, your children, they're a gay couple, interracial couple. Like, how you know, incredible was this?
Progressive.
How progressive, yes. So then we thought of this segment called Foul Play, which we think is so funny, where we talk about funny things that happen in the animal kingdom. So, and actually how brilliant animals are.
Yeah.
So apparently in Alaska just this week.
Oh God, Alaska.
It's freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
And so there was a hospital and the doors froze open. Like they were open and they were just frozen. So all of a sudden this moose just like walked in and he was like, look at this joint. And there were still Christmas trees up. So he went and like admired the Christmas tree. He like looked, he went to the front desk.
Stop
was
it.
Like, hello. Obviously not speaking, but if he could, you could imagine.
I'm sure.
Took a couple bites of the plants, ate some of the plants, sat there for like 10 minutes.
By the way, moose are huge.
They're huge. You got to see the photo of this. It's a lobby. Think about just like a regular hospital lobby and this humongous moose.
So you can't really be like, shoo, moose.
No. And they said he was very calm. He sat there, ate some of the plants, appreciated the decor,
yeah.
said hello,
cute.
And walked right out.
It was a Christmas moose.
It was a Christmas moose. But how funny would that be? Like, imagine you're sitting like downstairs at Entercom and all of a sudden like a moose just walks in and he's like, hey, don't want to bother you guys. Just want to
graze a little
check
bit.
Out oh, the,
this plastic.
You know.
Pardon
also,
me?
Very cold outside. So if I could warm my paws up, I'll be right out.
I don't know if they have paws.
What do they
hooves.
Have?
Hooves. Yeah,
hooves.
There we go.
They've got hooves. Okay, so then I thought this story was interesting because what's also funny is owners are even worse than actual pets or
oh,
animals.
Oh, the way we treat our animals, I mean, some people...
Sick.
Point of obsession.
You're obsessed. So this cat owner got an apartment, a little tiny apartment in Silicon Valley. He pays $1,500 a month
okay.
for his two cats to live in alone.
What?
Louise and Tina.
Stop it.
Louise and Tina, the pussycats, have their own Apple television, a couch, and a scratch pad.
I mean, I'm sure the whole place is a scratch pad.
Well, I'm sure it also smells disgusting.
Probably.
But that's beyond what I...
Well, I would imagine only because without a human present, I don't know. I mean, I don't
They're
know.
They're running amok in there. Yeah. Louise and Tina on the run. They got their Apple TV.
They should be, oh my God, they should be Thelma and Louise instead. That would have been better
what they
names
should,
for
well,
them.
Well, they're like little cat bandits. They're
yeah.
just like tearing up the town.
What if they're super boring and we're totally imposing all of this on them and they're like senior cats and they barely move?
Okay, so then what do? They're just like very old.
And they watch.
Louise and Tina.
Yeah, and they're into Golden Girls.
They're very, they probably love Golden
Girls. They love
Girls.
It on Hulu, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're named after Bob's Burgers.
Another cartoon I've never seen.
Yeah, no, never. That's so funny. So, we'll have these stories up that you can see on We Are Channel Q.
Yeah, these are visuals too, so.
You gotta take a look, because we always like to, like, pretend like we're the cats. Like, you're Louise and I'm Tina, and it's like, how we got this really great apartment, and it's 15.
Speaking of cats, your medication makes you so itchy. I'm getting itchy just looking at you.
Oh my God, you guys have no idea. I'm super allergic to... any medication, really, but particularly any kind of like pain medication.
Which you need to be on because you just had surgery.
Yeah, so I don't take it, but yeah, oh, you're so right.
I'm watching like, Michaela right now, and she is like a cat herself, scratching herself while she's reporting on cats. I'm literally sweating. Like, I feel like I'm itchy.
I'm kneading myself. Yep. Okay, you guys, well, when we come back, Jay, if you could or would you get merch of your cat or dog?
Yeah. 100%.
I know. Well,
I'm listen, actually thinking about it because of this next story.
I know. You'll definitely want to keep it locked here because you just might be able to. And it's adorable. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at We Are Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Yeah, that's Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon here coming to you from the new Channel Q. And want to give some love to Seattle, who is enjoying us for the first time this week. Welcome aboard, Seattle. You are in good company with other markets, and you're listening to us on 103.3 FM or maybe 107.7 HD2. Michaela, it is just a little bit before 8 o'clock here on the West Coast. It's Tuesday. Do you have big plans today? What's your life? What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm still recovering from surgery, and I think that, you know, Daddy Lisa and I have not had a lot of time together, and she is my favorite obsession. So, you know what's funny? We were just talking about possibly going to just get lunch, do a little birthday celebration between her and I.
Yeah.
We had this running joke because yesterday I said, I don't want to celebrate my birthday. I want you to celebrate it with me too. Like, let's make it your birthday. I don't want it just to be about me because she's been so good taking care of me.
Are you going to change your girlfriend's birthday?
No, so I said, let it just be our birthday today. So we had this running joke yesterday that it was our birthday because I didn't want to take it just for myself. And so I think we'll have our birthday celebration today, even though it's in July.
Okay, well, first of all, I love that idea. But, you know, you have your little fur babies, too. What are you doing to include them?
No, they're staying home. Mommy and Daddy need time alone.
They are going to enjoy the rain whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
Well, there's this amazing company called Cuddle Clones. And, you know, listen, they know that, like, you know, we're obsessed with our little fur babies. But they actually offer 5 plush products and countless other pet-inspired gifts and accessories. But here's the thing that's really special. They can customize slippers to look just like your pet.
Wow.
They're 100% handmade, and they take 8 weeks to arrive to your doorstep. And you can pay an additional fee, of course, if you want to rush order it. But could you imagine you had little slippers that look like Rocco?
I would get them for me immediately.
Guys, I mean, you need to go check out this out. Their website is hilarious. Look at that.
Oh, they're so
cute. The slippers look just like the dogs. Like, here's my only issue with this.
You're like walking on your dog.
No, I don't even mind that. I'm pretty sure my dog would see these slippers that recognize them as family. and tear them to shreds. So
my vain dogs would probably like, those are the most beautiful slippers I've ever seen.
Your three dogs look alike.
I'm going to tell you something. All three of my dogs were rescues. They all three look alike. And now, with three, first of all, I'm not like a dog lady.
Yeah, but now you have a cat pack.
But I swear to God, I got up last night to go to the bathroom. I went to pee. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Lisa has to come in to like brush her teeth. And then all of a sudden, the three dogs need to come in. Next thing you know, it's like the three dogs, Lisa, me, in this tiny bathroom.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like, can you guys get out? Like, can I have a moment to just pee?
How are things working out, by the way? You just got this new place. It's a beautiful little cottage.
So cute. You got to come over and see it.
I know. Are you set up?
Decorating. Yeah, we are completely set up, but now we're in like the decorating phase. Mm. Thank God Lisa's such a lesbian. She knows how to hang everything. She knows how to use a hammer and nails. Literally, I would be like on my own. There'd be no artwork. There'd be nothing. So it's nice. She's doing a good job.
Are you guys cooking a little more now?
Yeah, we are cooking. Yeah, it's been so nice. All right, you guys, well, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, we have News on the Beat where we highlight some of today's hottest stories. Stay tuned to hear what popular show is finally quitting gay jokes. Ooh. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's Tuesday, and we've got a new city that just joined us for the first time, Seattle, listening to us this week for the first time ever, getting to experience Channel Q on two stations, 103.3 FM, as well as 107.7 HD2. So welcome aboard, Seattle. And to fully initiate you, what we do here at the top of this hour is give you some of the headlines that people are talking about on our segment, News on the Beat. Michaela, what's the news?
All right, everybody. So Attorney General nominee William Barr's Senate confirmation hearing Tuesday is expected to be a highly charged affair that's sure to test his opinion of just how powerful a president is. Now, if Barr wins confirmation, he'll be thrust into the lightning role of overseeing the finale of the gravest probe in decades into a sitting president who has a long record of chafing against legal norms and constitutional restraints. The confirmation hearing is actually happening right now. I'm looking. It says breaking news, very important for public to be informed of Mueller's results. That's all we have so far, but nothing more to share.
Bill Barr said that. That's a little quote from him.
Yeah, we'll tell you. That's all it says on the screen right now, but of course, we'll continue to share that with you. So in other news, after teasing followers this past weekend with a Beychella-inspired Instagram post, the cast of Queer Eye continues to drop a few more breadcrumbs for their upcoming lip sync battle performance. A new preview video shows a small snippet of their performance, and of course, it just does not disappoint. So go over to wearechannelq.com to check that video out. Now, this story is devastating. I saw it on the cover of CNN, and we wanted to tell you about it. Apparently, a 6'5", 250-pound white man punches an 11-year-old black girl in the face during an altercation with a crowd of kids outside a North Carolina mall. Now, the video has gone viral, and we have to stop the violence, but you can check that out. I don't know if he's been placed under arrest. He has been placed under arrest, yes, but it's wild, and it just goes to show you. I mean, it's like these grown-up men.
I mean, listen, kids can get wild, but good Lord, to punch a kid
He's a big old boy, honey. 6'5", 250 pounds, that's a lot.
Yeah.
All right, well, in other news, Netflix is raising prices in the United States as the streaming service invests heavily in new programs. The company's plans will increase by $1 to $2. The standard $11 plan, for example, will increase to $13 per month. Do you pay? You pay for Netflix.
I do. I don't have someone else's password. I'm a proud Netflix subscriber.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Oh, good for you.
Because I don't know the owner.
Well, in devastating news, Carol Channing has passed away this morning in Palm Springs. One quote that she left us with is, "The gay community is responsible for so much of my success, and I love them. It's better audiences, too, because they laugh often and loudly. We love you, Carol. May you rest in paradise." And we will be talking about her in our next segment and the legacy that she left behind. How sad is that?
I know,
92.
Actually. Well, that's a good life, though.
It's a good life. She had a really nice life.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys, listen, at the top of the hour, What am I talking about? We're at the top? Now. We're already here. We've been here, honey. It's like already 8:15. Up next, we are giving homage to the actress, singer, dancer, and comedian Carol Channing, who we lost this morning in Palm Springs. So do keep it locked here. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on your HD radios. Maybe you're listening on your FM radios. And if you are in Seattle, you're listening to us on 103.3 FM or maybe 107.7 HD2. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. We're the Morning Beat. We're with you guys Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. And sadly, yesterday we lost, or rather this morning, we lost a living legend, or I guess no longer with us. But before we get to celebrate her life and legacy, I do want to tell you guys about a really cool opportunity. If you head over to We Are Channel Q radio.com, it's our website, and it's where you can enter for a chance to win tickets to PallyFest LA 2019 to see the panel with the cast and crew of RuPaul's Drag Race, or you can go to the panel for Pose. And all that information is on our website, We Are Channel Q radio.com. Just find us online. You'll be fine.
Just find us.
Yeah. So, Michaela, do you have any connection to Carol Channing? Did you ever see or listen to any of the things she'd done?
Yes, of course. Well, listen, you know, as a comedian, I find a lot of inspiration in women like Carol Channing and Joan Rivers. I mean, I've always been very vocal about that. But she was so special. I mean, she could really just do it all and do it in such a way that nobody kind of could.
I agree with you. She had a very unique voice, and she was a huge and very popular icon for decades. And to this day, even people like Pandora Box do a really spot on impersonation of Carol Channing. And maybe if you're a millennial, you might not know who Carol Channing is. And if you're a gay millennial, bad gay, bad, bad gay. Don't worry about it. We're going to play you a little audio and you can get a little sense of her personality.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louie. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny. I can tell.
So that is Carol Channing in her iconic role in Hello, Dolly. She died on Tuesday. She was 97. She won countless awards and was completely honored and revered by the Broadway community. And honestly, kind of the world. She starred in classics like Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And she just had this incredibly legendary career. But I want to play one more clip because she was on Conan O'Brien back when he had a show.
So funny.
And she was one of those older gals who could say things and just make you laugh because they were slightly dirty. So have a listen to Carol Channing on Conan.
You're the most popular person for drag performers to do. Did you know that?
Yes,
around
I
the world.
There are 7 drag performers in Las Vegas right now doing me.
Oh, there was just such a charm in the way that she could say things so so dirty, but in such a clean way.
Okay, so I'm going to attempt to tell this story and keep it super clean and PC for radio. So there's this urban legend story that Carol Channing is in the ladies' room, and the lady next to her, you know, hears her fumbling, you know, normal bathroom things, you know, tidying up or whatever.
Right.
And in her Carol Channing voice, she literally, because mind you, the woman is in her own stall. So all she hears from the stall over is, "Corn? I don't remember eating corn." I can't do it. But yeah, and we've all heard that story. And allegedly that was Carol Channing. I don't know. But you know how people like to talk in the Broadway community.
That's so funny.
Do you know what? It's interesting because she, the Diamond song, that Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yeah, I Do It in Vegas.
Yeah, that was she was associated with that because she'll be associated with that song because of course she was in a film where she sang that. And I just wonder what the shape of life must be like when you have done everything and you're always linked to this one thing. Like, for me, it's I'm always going to be one of the original guys on Queer Eye. And many times I try to escape that. I can't really, because it's part of other people's memory of me.
Yeah.
But for Carol Channing, it was her role in as Dolly Levi in Hello, Dolly. Do you have a moment like that, or do you feel like you're looking forward to having a moment like that in your career? Because I'm feeling, you've only been here a couple months, but I'm feeling we're going to lose you to some sitcom or something, and then you'll be the next nanny.
I love
nanny.
You. You always believe in me like that. You know, I
would you
I
mind
always...
that, though, if people always thought of you as an iconic character that touched people's lives? Would you care 20 years later?
You know, I'm friends with Fran Drescher, and I've asked her this. Yeah. I said, does it bother you that, like, you'll... I don't know if I could ever see Fran... playing anything other than the nanny, right? Like, I could. She's talented. She's phenomenal.
100%.
She absolutely could. But you would still be like, oh, the nanny. She said no. You know, for her, it's like important that you lean into that. Like, you don't fight that.
I used to fight it for so long because, of course, I was so eager for people to see me as a performer and not just Queer Eye. But now thinking about it, it meant so much to people. And when I think about things like the nanny, like you're describing, it comforts people. Like, when I watch The Nanny, I, like, get so nostalgic.
Yes.
And it's like this warm hug via the TV. And for many people listening to Hello, Dolly or any of Carol Channing's work, or even if you just listen to any of her interviews or you YouTube her, even Bob the drag queen got a massive Al Hirschfeld tattoo of her on his arm because when he was a kid, he saw her performing on TV and was like, Mommy, who's that? And she was like, oh, that's Carol Channing. And he became obsessed with her. So her impact has been... And by the way... How much is it a goal to have someone tattoo your face?
Oh my God.
On their body?
If Lisa doesn't do it soon, I better have a fan or somebody. Lisa, if you're listening, you know what to do.
Listen, if you're out there and you have a tattoo of either one of us, please
send
let us
it.
Know. We encourage it.
I would love that. No, you know, I think coming back. I think that American Idol has always sort of been that for me.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different for me, though, because I was so young.
You were like a nut. Me, too. I was 23. I'm 39 now. I was a different person.
Yeah. But I think because I was just barely 16 and now I'm 31, that you could sort of see if I did
it's
move
half
away
your lifetime
from
ago.
That. I mean, it's literally half my lifetime.
I didn't even think about it like that.
I wasn't even... able to do anything. Like, I don't know if people associate me still with American Idol or if I've been, it's been so long ago and it's just so much time between where I'm at now and then. But I don't know. However, I will say that if I could have a career like Carol Channing's, that would be truly the dream for me.
I think people also know you via your drag persona, Ima Fended.
Ima Fended. I'm going to tell you guys something. I wanted a drag name so bad, and Jay, which I don't know what time of night it was, said, I got it. And I was like, what? This is right when we started.
Yeah.
He said, Ima Fented. I said, oh my God. And that has been my drag name ever since. And I am very pleased.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Ima Fended.
Woo, 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 woo. Oh, okay, you guys. Well, we love, thank you. Thank you for the applause. Well, we love you, Carol Channing,
yeah,
of course.
Rest in paradise.
Rest in paradise. Now, coming up next, Jay, have you ever accidentally brushed somebody off?
Yeah, and like totally unintentionally, and then it ends up being a thing.
I know. Well, up next, we're talking about it, and we are also taking responses via social media at We Are Channel Q. Go in and slide into those DMs, honey. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. My name is Jay Rodriguez. I'm with Michaela Gordon, and this is The Morning Beat, like that lovely lady just said. I want to welcome Seattle and joining us for the first time this week on 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2 in Seattle. Two stations. How cool. One on FM and one on HD. So welcome aboard, guys. Hope you enjoy this journey with us. We're pretty new. We're about, I don't know, how old are we? Since, I would say about 3 months, so we've been on air, right?
We're babies. We're just 3 months old.
Sorry for the shaking. I'm trying to get you in the frame, Michaela. I don't know how to do it, but we'll figure it out.
Hi.
In the future. I'm live streaming now on my Facebook, which is just facebook.com/JRodriguez fan page or something like that. I don't know. By the way, we sadly lost Carol Channing. We were chatting about that. When I think back to when I did Broadway, speaking of Broadway people, I felt like I was so intimidated by my cast members who had this massive resume that sometimes I came off as cold or disinterested. Have you ever like put something out there that you didn't realize how people were picking up?
Yeah, definitely. It's such, of course. But I feel like a lot of people are like that. And I feel like when people get nervous or, like you said, intimidated, they just kind of like reserve themselves.
Yeah.
And then they get clocked for being like rude, but that's not the situation at all.
Well, if you saw the Golden Globes, there was this this really hilarious exchange. I thought it was funny. Nicole Kidman with Rami Malek, essentially, you know, it was basically after he had won for Bohemian Rhapsody, had won Best Picture at the Golden Globes, and in the camera vantage seemed to show Malek trying to say hello to Kidman while everyone was taking the stage, but she appeared to brush him off. But she was like mortified by the accidental snubbing because she goes, "I love that man. He's so gentle, soft spoken." And she goes, "We were both a bit of a daze at the time of the incident, you know." And so she didn't genuinely feel him kind of tapping her on her back. And so, I mean, you know, listen, for me, I feel like it depends on what people's expectations of me are.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I meet someone at an event, and I'm sure this has happened to you.
Yeah.
You meet someone, you're working an event, there's like hundreds of people, and then you met someone at a similar style event, and then they're like, you're like, "Hi, nice to meet you." Like, we've met.
Oh, it is all the time. And people are so offended. There, I have a story, but I'll continue. And then
no,
we'll
that's it. I mean, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
And we asked you, our listeners, if you had ever had an accidental snubbing where you possibly had offended someone without realizing it or intending on it to be a big deal. We had a bunch of people write in. And Michaela, you have got one response via my Instagram.
Yes.
And so you've got I sent that to you. So just share that with the listeners because this one's real good.
This is really funny. Okay, so this is coming from a boy.
Yes. Share his handle.
His name, okay, at Brendan Haley.
Yep.
So he says, "This Disney Channel girl I used to be friends with got super upset when I couldn't hang out. So this one time that I accidentally didn't respond to her, she took a key to my car, unfollowed all my accounts, and then called me a month later to be like, 'So this has been really hard for me, but I don't think that we can do this anymore.'" As if she thought we were in a relationship, and I was like, "Sis, I'm gay." Apparently, she had gone through a mutual friend's phone and read my texts also. Oh my God, Brendan, that's crazy.
That is so crazy. Like, he did nothing but forget to get back to her in a timely fashion, and she built all the subtext.
Accidentally. And then also was like, "And I'm divorcing you." And he was like, "Very gay.
We're not together. How could you?
I'm wondering, though, how you wouldn't know that, like, even if...
Maybe
like
she was young.
You know when you're in a relationship.
But maybe she was young, Disney kid. You know what I mean?
But and key to the car
was a little much.
You're old enough, though. Yeah, you're old enough
you
to not do
better.
That.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you have a brushed off story?
Just, you know, mostly where, like, I don't recognize someone and I'm in a new city or whatever. Justin, do you have one?
Yeah, I do. It actually happened just 2 days ago.
Our straight producer, Justin.
So we have a couple new employees that are working here at Channel Q. One of them, his name is Ariel. Good guy. Really passionate. Really strong, loving
guy. Great kisser.
Just kidding.
He's
a good guy.
I just naturally went to good kisser again.
However, I first met them.
Yeah.
They were sitting there. I didn't know who they were. So I was just, you know, on my phone. Didn't really, you know, pay any attention to them. Just kind of, I kind of tend to keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was just a little uncomfortable. And then, because we met them yesterday. And I just was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have, you know, been out more, a little more friendly." And, oh, my bad.
But you see, people, like, that's the hard thing when you meet new people.
Yeah.
I feel like unless you're in my phone, you run across my social media a lot, or I have I have exchanges with you often, we are all so forward thinking. We're thinking about what's coming next we get overwhelmed. But you know what? I want to hear from Jeffrey. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break and a whole lot more.
Yeah, that's right. Stick around. We're keeping the same topic, but do feel free to write in still at We Are Channel Q. Is our Instagram handle and our Twitter to let us know if you've ever accidentally brushed somebody off. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and this is The Morning Beat. We want to give some special love to Seattle, who's enjoying us for the first time this week on 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2, as well as our HD markets and our radio.com listeners. Those who are watching right now as I stream live on my Facebook page, we appreciate all you guys joining us here on the ride. So we were going round robin in this studio talking with Michaela, our straight producer Justin, now onto our gay producer Jeffrey. Jeffrey, have you ever accidentally snubbed someone, and what was the story?
Yeah, so when I was at my school back in San Francisco, I was an RA for a year, and there was times where I was going to class, and I was like, I just had tunnel vision. I was just like so worried of like everything that was going on, and like I just kind of like I was like looking down, kind of looking like toward like where my direction was, and then I like was just kind of looking past people, and people were like moving their hands, and I was just like, oh, I just gotta go to class. And then later on, when I went back to my dorm, there was like a group of four people. They were like, oh, why did you ignore us? We were like saying your name. And I'm like, I just wanted to go to class. I didn't even know you were like calling me out.
Yes.
They're like, that was very rude. We're upset. We're not going to talk to you for the rest of the day. I was like,
no!
Oh my God.
I have to say, guys, my name is Jay. And so in public spaces, hey, a, way.
Oh, yeah, all of it.
Sounds like my name.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jennifer Ruiz, who's watching on my Facebook, she has a hilarious
story. Oh, I love Jen Ruiz. Hi.
Hey, girl. Let's see. Let's see here. See more. Why wouldn't it let me see more? Well, she had a fiance that didn't introduce her to, you know, his mother. And she came up to Jennifer and was, you know, like expecting her to know who she was, but she had never been formally introduced to her mother-in-law or future mother-in-law. So by accident, Jen ended up snubbing her.
That's hilarious.
These things happen, though.
One's so sad. I've done plenty of times where I've gone to parties and just totally like didn't even pay attention, but this was the saddest one. So she's like my niece. She's my best friend's kid. She's 11.
Right.
So I was having a surprise birthday a couple of years ago and they said surprise. And my nephew, who was like 4 at the time, was standing in the middle and he was like, surprise, like a baby.
Yeah.
So I ran in, I pick him up, I'm kissing him, we're making out, I love him so much. And then my niece, my play niece, was so upset because she was standing at the entrance waiting for me, like a surprise too. Oh. And I ran right past her to get the baby. And then oh my God, to this day, she's still like, you didn't even care that I said surprise. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I did. And I felt so bad, but she did. She'll hold it against me for the rest of my life.
I guess you're going to have to continue to buy their love.
I shall. Got an iPhone 8 out of me this year, didn't
you? Oh my gosh. All right, so what do we have coming up in the 9 o'clock hour? I think we have Tuesdays or Drag.
Yeah, we've got Tuesdays or Drag where we're recapping the drag world. We have a special guest.
Yeah, Tony Moore. Many of you have seen him on TV. He also hosts many a Drag Race after show and podcast. He's also been a frequent fixture at the drag cons, doing the runway shows and being the MCs for many shows. He was also the MC for a lot of things on Dance Moms when they would tour. He's just fantastic, and no one knows drag the way Tony Moore knows drag.
Yes, and then at the top of the hour, as always, we've got news on the beat where we highlight some of today's hottest stories. Stay tuned to hear what drag queen has come out as non-binary.
Ooh.
We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat, like I said, or like that lady said.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but she's lovely.
We loved that lady, and I cannot remember.
So, Seattle, you're joining us for the first time this week, and we just want to show you some love because we have got so many HD markets, and along the way, we're picking up more to be announced. But right now, Seattle enjoying us on 103.3 FM as well as 107.7 HD2 because Seattle's so big, they need two stations to carry us.
Yeah.
So cool. All right, so Michaela, it is the top-ish of the hour here on the West Coast. So let's go into news on the beat and talk about what some folks are chatting about.
Okay, guys, so a federal judge blocked the Trump administration Tuesday from asking about citizenship status on the 2020 census, the first major ruling in cases contending that officials ramrodded the question through for Republican political purposes to intentionally undercount immigrants. difference. In television news, every season of The Bachelor, there's that one contestant, the one whose name everybody quickly knows, the one who everybody hates, loves, or loves to hate. Justin is a big fan of the show, by the way, but you don't all know that. Demi, as the girl whose intro package included a call to her mother, who was in jail for embezzlement, is that girl, or who was in jail for embezzlement, please, is that girl. She's doing the actual most, but The Bachelor airs on Monday at 8 p.m. on ABC, and now that we've got such big fans in this room, I'll be sure to watch it with you. Moving on, also in television news, Valentina, who is one of my favorite drag queens and also my drag pick for a fantasy drag league, refuses to fit in a box when it comes to her gender. Ahead of her debut as Angel Dumont-Chenard, how do I say it? Do it.
Angel Dumont-Chenard.
Yeah. I know how to say
or
it.
Or like,
I like
actually
how you
it's
say
French,
it.
So you could like, you said it probably better than I did.
Angel Dumont-Chenard.
Yeah.
Well, go on, Michaela. She's French. In Fox's live production of Rent, the star of RuPaul's Drag Race 9th season and RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 4 revealed details about her own gender identity. So if you want to read that full story, just head over to We Are Channel Q, and we will have all of that for you. Also, while you're there, you can check out Queer Eye, because after teasing followers this past weekend with a Beychella-inspired Instagram post, the boys continue to drop a few more breadcrumbs for their upcoming lip sync battle performance. A new preview video shows a small snippet of their performance, and you know, it doesn't really disappoint. They
it's
were giving
gonna be
it.
So good, I think.
Do you think they're gonna be so cute with Chrissy Teigen too?
Let me tell you something. I got a message, I think it was in the spring, from one of the producers of Lip Sync Battle, and he's like, would the OG Queer Eye ever want to do Lip Sync Battle with the new Queer Eye? And I was like, oh my god, it'd be so much fun. And of course, I'm sure by the time it got to Netflix, they were like, no, we're not gonna keep branding the old Queer Eye guys as Queer Eye guys, just the new guys, which actually I co-sign with because it's their show now. They are the Fab Five. However, I know you, the public, would love to see us all together. It's never happened. All 10 guys, original cast and new cast, have never, ever been in the same room together. I think we should make it happen some way, shape, or form. Maybe with an Entertainment Weekly photo shoot.
Maybe we could do a 10-year challenge.
A 10-year challenge.
The same way Facebook and
someone
Instagram has done
should
one.
Do Hashtag 10-year challenge. I'll do a picture of the OG. That would be so controversial. If I did a picture of the OG, I'm going to do it right now.
I know,
oh
you're
my
welcome.
Gosh.
Thank you. I've got ideas. I just did mine. You can check out mine. I did a fetus and then a photo of my face. And it's hilarious. It's perfect. And very on brand for me. All right, you guys, listen. Coming up at next, we've got a very special guest because every Tuesday we host a very fun segment called Tuesdays Are a Drag, where we highlight some drag news with someone who is well educated in drag. And today we have actor and host Tony Moore with us. This is your friend, Jay.
He's so great. I mean, he's so in bed with the Drag Race brand. He has been from the beginning. He's hosted one of the official Drag Race viewing parties at Mickey's in West Hollywood usually, and he hosted that drag show there for years, long before Drag Race.
We love it. Well, we are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. Don't forget to favorite us on the app, and we will be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and this is The Morning Beat. I want to welcome Seattle, who are listening to us for the first time this week, 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2 in Seattle. Welcome aboard, guys. Now, Tuesdays, Michaela and I have a segment called Tuesdays Are Drag, because sometimes they are. And we kind of step into pop culture, specifically unpacking all the things that have to do with drag and drag culture and some of our big famous drag icons that are in the community and taking the world by storm because of this little show called RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, I couldn't think of a better person to come and weigh in than pop culture expert himself, Tony Moore. So welcome to the show, Tony.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Ooh, it's early.
I know.
It is early, and you were driving in the rain.
I was. At least it was a light sprinkle. So, you know, being a Southerner, I can drive in the rain. Other Los Angeles people, I'm not sure. So I prayed for them the whole entire way.
Did you get into any altercations on the way, or were good? Like, you had to check anybody, or were okay?
Today, we're good. Yesterday, I had to check this old woman who, like, rolled down her window and tried to give me the stink eye, but she didn't realize who she was dealing with, so I gave it right back to her. But it was nice, because as long as you add a bless your heart to it, then it's okay.
That's right. That's
yeah. Yeah, so we're good.
Okay, so Tony, let's just start with Drag Race. Last week's episode left people like the I know. So let's, first of all, who do you think is really killing it on this season of All Stars?
I have to say Trinity Taylor Oh, I'm sorry. Trinity the Tuck.
Trinity the Tuck.
I knew you were going to say that. We did a fantasy league, and that's Michaela's
pick. That's my pick, yes. And she's going to take it.
She is actually my front runner. I normally don't have someone this early, but then as I look at the competition, I'm like, Trinity is like, she came to slay.
She came to win.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know she did.
She did. And but also, if you look at her like outside of the show, like all of her interview looks and the looks for the promos and everything like that, she has killed it. Like, yeah. She is like perfection from head to toe.
I want to ask you a question, though, mm-hmm. because I thought it was a little controversial for her. Of course, we already know it's been recorded, so whoever wins will win.
Exactly.
But she did make a comment kind of being about Kevin Hart, saying, let it go, we're over it, don't want to talk about it anymore, just mm-hmm. stop it. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that could have hindered her audience and her fan base? Or you think it really doesn't matter and it's going to blow over?
I think that doesn't matter. I know that we're such a sensitive, like, mm-hmm. you know, society right now. But I feel like millennials, who are mainly the people who like watch Drag Race, are right. kind of like, I'm with you, Trinity. Like, you know, I'm kind of over that whole controversy. Let's get back into, you know, the world of drag. So I don't think it's going to hurt her at all.
So, okay, speaking of controversy, Manila Luzon, who I think is doing a great job on the series mm-hmm. this time around, she had a, there was a challenge where they had, was called Curves and Swerves. Mm-hmm. And Manila came onto the runway in this sort of cute plush devil outfit. However, her original look got banned due to, quote unquote, it being in bad taste, but she posted a picture of it. And so what it is sort of an oversized maxi pad with a red stain on it that bleeds into, pardon the pun, sort of this beautiful red sort of dress. So do you think that this was too much, or was it just art, or what?
You know, I looked at that photo. First of all, kudos to these queens for, like, whether you're on or whether you're not on, they show what they would have done.
Won. Yes.
So,
yes.
I appreciate that. Thank yeah. you very much. Much. And that was actually started by April Carrion.
Really? When, yeah, I didn't know that.
When she left the show, she continued to show every week what she would have done.
That's so
and
smart.
So
That's
I think
genius.
Now the queens are just kind of following suit. But when I saw this, I thought to myself, you know what? Drag has always been an art form where you push boundaries.
Yes.
And I actually didn't mind this look. And I also didn't mind that it had such a positive message behind it to allow young girls not to feel embarrassed about, you know, having their period.
Yeah.
If I were on the production team, I would have said, perfect. Now, someone call Always or like yes. some sort of maxi bad print, you know, and right after that, cut to commercial Always, or like some kind of tampon.
That would have been really smart.
Well, and as a cis woman, Tony, you're everything.
Hire me.
But as a cis woman, that's not offensive to look at.
No,
I think
not.
It's hilarious. I mean, I'm more of a drag queen than a cis woman, so I can't speak for all. But I thought it was so clever too. And then the way you just branded that's genius.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised
yeah.
RuPaul didn't think of that.
Right. And
are you the new RuPaul?
Listen, I wouldn't say I'm the new RuPaul. I'm RuPaul-like.
Well, listen to this. Listen, we're with Toni Moore, and if you've ever been to West Hollywood or been to any drag shows in West Hollywood, specifically at Mickey's or other locations around town, you know him because he was one of the few people who's ever been able to, as a cisgendered male, yeah. host the show in a manner out of drag that captivated the audience and had them gagging as much as they were for the queens. So you really are knowledgeable because a lot of these queens who ran up the ranks of Drag Race, you've mm-hmm. actually worked with way before they were even on the show.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I started working at Mickey's like the second season of Drag Race.
And Mickey's for us here in Los Angeles is where the official viewing happens. I'm sure in a town mm-hmm. near you or nearby, you have a screening party too. For us, it's kind of where the girls go
yes.
after Drag Race or even while they're on the show. And you were the MC for years.
Yes, for a lot of years. I have no idea who allowed me to do that because I was like, I don't do drag. So like, but everyone was so warming and so welcoming. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity.
What? Because he hosts, Michaela, I have to take you to. You've hosted competitions, mm-hmm. basically looking for America's next top drag queen.
Yeah.
What do you think it takes before we go on with other drag stories to mm-hmm. be a great drag queen in this day and age?
I think I always push them to think outside of your box. I think a lot of times you kind of think, oh, I'm going to do this top 40 song in this outfit. And you kind of cater to what you think the crowd wants. Mm. It's kind of more so what you want to do and how you can expand on that. You know, don't put yourself in this box to where you think you can only do a certain thing. You can do a number of things that you want, right, as long as you do them well.
Yes.
That's the key. Yeah,
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, we have a lot more that we want to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. Plus, I want you to be here every Tuesday with us now. I don't want to be so presumptuous, but I mean, can we have you, honey? We love you. So stick around. We're with Toni Moore right after this. We will continue talking about all things drag. Don't touch that dial. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and this is The Morning Beat. Now, I want to welcome Seattle because you guys are brand new to us. 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2 in Seattle. Two markets there. Love that. We are going in on all things drag in our segments here today. Tuesdays are a drag, and we couldn't imagine a better person to weigh in than the drag expert, pop culture aficionado himself, Toni Moore.
That's me. Hey.
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 Hi, honey. Also, what I'm not mentioning and people need to be aware of is there is not a Beyonce video, live performance, even Instagram choreo moment that Toni does not have fully memorized and slays almost as good, if not better, than Beyonce.
The choreo included.
Yes. I mean, you'll lose your mind because he's a very tall guy, but do not get it twisted. He will give you all the hits.
Listen, I am the guy that I think when I arrive in West Hollywood, all clubs start playing Beyonce so that I can walk in and do full choreo.
That's right.
And it 100%. Doesn't stop with just album versions. If you throw the live version, I know which concert it's from, and I know what the choreography is. Like, down. Like,
how do Michaela's you know jaws. This?
Like, she's Beyonce. Like, I don't know what else to say.
You're everything to me.
Thank you. You're everything to me.
You're hired. You're done. Like, every Tuesday from this point on.
Oh, my God.
Now, so I want to ask you, you're so, okay, you know everything, which I'm obsessed with, particularly about Beyonce, but here's something that I've been racking my brain about. So there's a drag queen. Desmond is amazing. Miss Desmond.
Yes.
The 11-year-old drag performer.
Yes.
Who you met at DragCon.
I did. I first met Desmond is amazing at RuPaul's DragCon New York, and he was absolutely fabulous. I was like gagged because I was like, look at this young kid coming in like owning who he is.
Right.
And I absolutely loved it.
Now, I feel the same way. However, he and his family, well, she and her family are coming under attack because there was a conservative site that was spreading fake news about the parents pimping out their kid to like gay pedophiles, and it got very nasty and dirty. Mm. But they're also saying that they're sexually exploiting their child because Miss Desmond is now doing, I guess, did one gay show, a big gay club.
Yeah.
You know, where there's of course like alcohol and adult things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then also took a photo with Violet Chachki, and Violet Chachki was apparently just tucked, like naked but tucked.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? It's a very heavy question because I felt a lot of ways also, and it's tough for me to kind of to answer. I don't.
Here's the thing: I appreciate the fact that Desmond is 11 years old, and his parents allow him to just express who he is.
Right.
And I hope I'm using the proper pronouns.
I think he's a drag queen.
I think he's trans. And in this day and age, I'm always very sensitive about how people want to be addressed. But for right now, I'll address it as he. I think that being allowed to express yourself, being allowed to dress how he feels is amazing. However, I feel like performing in a club might be a little too much. I then turn into like my parents and I'm like, you know, club events usually start very late in the evening, like 10, 11, 12,
right,
you know, at night. And in my opinion, you need to be in bed. Like, you know, you can twirl and stuff up until bedtime, but by 9 o'clock, you need to be like in the bed, covers under, like dreaming about what tomorrow's going to look like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So in that regard, you know, I feel like it's a bit too much. I'm glad that his parents were with him and every step of the way to make sure his safety was secured. But I feel like, you know, hold off his performances for events like Pride or things
Drag
like
Con.
During the day, DragCon and things like that. I think club events is just a little it's a little too touchy.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that as much as I adore Violet Chachki, I mean, she's drag royalty. There's no, please.
Yeah.
I wish there was a moment, and I'm sure that in her mind, didn't even think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just wish there would have been a little bit more responsibility being like, you know what, let me throw on a robe.
Yeah.
I'm going to come right back out to give you all of the photos.
Yeah.
But just knowing our climate, knowing our own personal fights that we go through as LGBTQIA, I think that it was a little irresponsible for her to not, you know, just put her clothes on and take the photo with the little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes you don't think. Like, you know, you're so used to
100%.
You know, doing it.
Of course.
Yeah. And guys, we're with Toni Moore. He is a pop culture aficionado, but also you've worked so heavily with the Drag Race girls. Last year at Comic-Con, you were like emceeing the walk-off.
Oh, yes. So I've been working with RuPaul's Drag Con since the first one. And
how many years has it been now?
Oh, my God. Five? Wait. Not
Four,
5 years.
Five?
It's been a couple of years, but I think there's been about five drag cons, including the ones in New York and L.A.
Awesome.
And I started off working the panels, and then I transitioned into the runway manager. So I was in charge of basically booking the event on the runway. So we would have runway contests and lip syncs and all
amazing.
That kind of stuff.
So talk about the entrances. All the entrance photos we see of like Trixie on a car. Is that planned?
It's planned by them. I think, as a queen, you just want to be grand and think of the most grand entrance. So it's all the queens doing. Like when they walk that pink carpet, it's what they want to convey to the attendees.
And what would you say about the evolution of drag itself into mainstream markets where basically now Entertainment Weekly, Us Weekly is reporting on these drag queens' personal lives as well? I mean,
I think it's amazing. When I was first introduced to the world of drag when I was 18, you had to be a pageant queen and a pageant title holder in order to have any sort of recognition.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
And then in 2009, when Drag Race first premiered, it was suddenly like pushed more into the mainstream. And then cut to maybe about season 4, I think people really started like, you know, taking on to it. And now these queens are flying all over the world.
The world.
They are making a living off of doing drag. They're doing mainstream TV. They Trixie and Katya got their own show. Like there are so many things happening in the world of drag because of Drag Race. And I think that it's an amazing thing for people to see this art form.
100%. Well, we're looking forward to this Friday night and see what is going to happen with the old girls who got kicked off.
Yes.
The gaggery.
It's gonna be so good. But I'm not worried about Trinity. That's my pick. That's my girl. I feel like now that I've got the expert weighing in saying that he also agrees, I'm good. Well, Toni Moore, thank you so much.
One quick question before I give you social media.
If
one of the old queens had to come back to Old Stars out of the kicked off bunch, who would be your pick to return?
It has to be Latrice.
Yeah,
I'd be back in the running if it's Latrice.
Now, granted, when she comes back in the running, step your game up because I think she's been a little, she's kind of way back a little bit. But
yeah, I agree. Latrice. Okay, where can we follow you, Bo? How do people find you?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Toni.
We love it. Okay, you guys. Well, when we come back, a lot of people knew it was my birthday yesterday, but not everybody. Stick around to find out here about that story. We are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. And no, it wasn't Jay. He's a good work husband.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found us on FM, HD, and radio.com. My name is Jay Rodriguez. I'm with Michaela Gordon.
Hello. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, and good morning to Seattle. Thank you guys for joining us. You're brand new for us here on 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2 in Seattle. We want to welcome you guys because you are our new babies.
That's right. We're so happy.
Yesterday was your birthday. What happened?
We had the best day yesterday. The boys here gave me the best show. They pulled clips from my very long time in show business, everything I've ever done, they had clips of. It was so sweet. We went to a really great party last night. However, when we were walking out, there's a billboard that it's a television that does like screenshots. Okay?
Here at Entercom, here where we work.
Entercom.
And when you're looking at the billboard, it changes. And one of the things it changes into is a commercial for Channel Q. But that's not what ticked you off, was
it? No, no. It's a birthday cake. And there was probably about 50 names on there.
It was for the month of January.
For the month of January. All the people celebrating their birthday in January. So I look. I'm like, Jay, oh my God, look. We're searching. My name is not a part of the Entercom birthdays of January, and I want to talk to the manager about it. Bring your manager to me. I want to know. I am an Entercom employee, ladies and gents.
Did you ever, I mean, does it ask your birthday in part of the paperwork when we signed our contract?
Well, I'm sure, and I didn't lie, so yeah. I know it's there. I don't know, Jeff Fetterman. If this is your doing,
what about Brian Holt?
I need to speak to you in my office.
Brian can fix it.
Brian Holt, I need you to fix this. I want my birthday on the birthdays with the rest of the birthdays. Did you see it, Justin, our producer? You saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. You were a glaring omission from that list. There was like 45 names.
I will say we are brand new, and technically they have, let's see, it's how many more days? It's the 15th today. So, I mean, they have like another 2 weeks to make it up to you, another 15, 16 days
where
your
name
can be added.
Listen, I won't say a word. If you would just fix it and I see my name on that board.
Just post it on the TV with your name.
Oh my God, I'm going to do it on all the TVs. Yeah. On every TV at Entercom. I'm going to put my headshot with my name by every single TV.
I'm curious if our listeners, where you work, do they honor your birthday and do they do something special for you on your birthday? If they do, will you send us a message at We Are Channel Q? I'm curious. I've only ever worked in entertainment, but I've never had like a corporate job. This would be the closest.
Yeah, I've never done anything corporate. So I was actually impressed with the fact that they do these so many fun things for employees
of
theirs.
Of course.
But
except remember my birthday.
So then I was like, okay, God, sis. And I'm not waiting until next year, so you better fix it. I mean, you just better, or I'm going for the month of February and March. My name's just in every month. I'm celebrating. All right, you guys, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you, as always, for listening, Seattle. Thank you so much for being a part of our new family here at Channel Q. Thank you again to Tony Moore. He was so wonderful for Tuesdays Are a Drag.
Speaking of Tuesdays, tomorrow's Wednesday, which is Woke Wednesdays for us. Of course, we also have Broadway on the Beat. Ben Cameron, the Ryan Seacrest of Broadway, will be joining us to talk about what is going on in the Great White Way. And we have tons of surprises coming for you this week. Really great guests, and we'll announce them as they start to roll out.
That's right. We're so excited. Stick around. We've got Dumb Gay Politics coming up, and then Let's Go There, and then Love Line with Dr. Chris. Have an amazing day. Stay safe in the weather, whatever your conditions may be. It's winter, honey. Winter is coming. So thank you. Have a great day. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.